Brexit overshadows everything that we're doing at the moment, and today the European Parliament is considering measures, adopting measures that would mitigate the impact of a no-deal Brexit should that happen, and particularly in the transport sector. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us the areas that they're looking at today in the transport sector?
Well, in the transport area today, we're looking at road access and indeed for road hauliers and aviation as well in the event of a no-deal Brexit. Now, we still hope it won't happen, but come the end of March, beginning of April, we need to ensure that we have contingency measures in place to prevent chaos, and that's what this is about. To give assurances to those, say, number one, who are dealing with, who would be going to the UK as road hauliers and carrying on their business as usual, that can happen, although for a limited period until the end of the year. It's not ideal, it's not going to be extended beyond the end of the year, but because we're in such uncertain times at the moment, you cannot expect businesses to wake up on the 1st of April and know exactly what they're doing. So this is a breathing space, lead-in period until we see exactly what happens after the end of March. And similarly in aviation as well, if flights have been booked, if you have a flight booked in the middle of June, if you have a flight booked across UK airspace or landing in the UK, well then that will continue again for a limited period. It's to ensure that we have basic connectivity and prevent disorder and chaos, and to give some level of certainty. But again, I'd repeat, and it has been repeated on several occasions, this is not a business as usual. This is not going to be extended. This is only because we're living in such uncertain times at the moment.
And this is really just, the legal aspect of it all, to keep everything moving, that, you know, all this talk about tariffs and all the rest, that's something separate. This is about just keeping the flights going and keeping the trucks moving.
That's exactly what it is. It's about just keeping things moving, flights and trucks moving as well, and to ensure that they're recognised, that safety standards are recognised and that European standards are adhered to. So that's what it's about, really. Just to, we had talk at the beginning of the Brexit process that everything would stop at the end of March and that no flights would happen or that you couldn't go drive across the UK. But that's not going to happen now. This legislation will ensure that we do have some level of certainty, albeit for a short period of time, until the end of 2019.